the phone now to Mary Detloff, who is the DNR spokesperson. Good evening, Mary. How are you?
I'm great, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing very well. The subject this evening is deer baiting, and a ban that's been in effect for a few years was lifted yesterday by Michigan officials. Perhaps the best place to start is for folks who aren't familiar with what deer baiting is.
Well, deer baiting is when hunters put out bait for deer. I mean, it's as simple as that. It can be anything from apples and carrots and sugar beets to grain, mineral blocks. Hunters sometimes will put bait out to lure deer into the area where they're hunting so that they can hunt the deer. Some hunters, though, don't use bait at all. It is kind of a controversial and divisive topic in the hunting community.
Well, and I that was a thought that I had, of course, as well. Before we get into that a little bit, why was the ban put in effect in 2008 on deer baiting in the state of Michigan?
Well, the ban was placed on the Lower Peninsula of Michigan in 2008 by the Natural Resources Commission because we did detect a case of chronic wasting disease in a white-tailed deer that was on a private deer breeding facility in Kent County. The state had developed an emergency response plan several years ago to deal with chronic wasting disease, which is an always fatal neurological disease that deer can contract from eating contaminated food that's contaminated with these prions, which are mutated proteins that are in their saliva and other body fluids that pass the disease on. When that was detected in 2008, that the emergency response plan was triggered, and one of the provisions of that was that we closed down baiting in the affected peninsula.
And you said that this is always fatal. This isn't present without deer baiting, is it? I mean, is it present just naturally among the population?
It can spread in deer from nose-to-nose contact. And when we have baiting does not cause disease, but what baiting does is it helps establish and spread disease. So when there's nose-to-nose contact between deer over a bait pile, that's one of the quickest ways to spread disease within a white-tailed deer herd.
Can this spread to other animals?
It can spread to other cervid animals, and cervids are deer, elk, or moose. There currently is no data that supports that it spreads from deer to humans or from deer to other animals. But, this is in the same disease family as mad cow disease, which they have over in the UK, and that can spread to humans. The mad cow disease can spread from the beef cattle to humans, but there's no scientific evidence that chronic wasting disease can be transmitted from a deer to a human.
Now, as you mentioned, of course, this is a controversial topic. I mean, there's some sides that say it's just lazy. I mean, you're feeding them every day, and then when they're there, when hunting season opens, you shoot them. Where's the sport in that?
Well, for a lot of hunters in our state, this is how they learned to hunt, was over bait. This has been an established practice in our state for many, many years. There's also, a lot of folks who would argue that for hunters who have disabilities, it's easier for them rather than having to track through the woods to find a deer. It's easier for them to put them on the edge of a field with a bait pile in the distance that can lure, a deer in. Also, sometimes hunters will tell us it's easier for them to get their kids interested because if their kids go out and hunt and don't see any deer, then they lose interest in hunting. So, there's lots of arguments for and against baiting, and it's a very divisive topic. The Department of Natural Resources doesn't favor baiting because of the disease implications that we could have with it. But there are a lot of hunters out there who that's how they know how to hunt, and that's what they prefer to do.
Now, there was a lawsuit in 2008 against the DNR for baiting a group of farmers and business owners, if I have information correct. Mm-hmm. They lost that lawsuit. And what was their basis for it?
Well, they felt that the ban was taking away their business because they grew sugar beets, which are a very popular thing for guys to buy for bait. So they felt like the ban was going to ruin their business.
Well, there are still regulations. Bait. When does this go into effect? Let me ask that.
The ban will be lifted starting this hunting season, and it's important to know that that you can only bait with 2 gallons of bait on the ground at any given time. And also, it's important to know that if you're going to bait for hunting, you can only bait from October 1st to January 1st. That's the period where we have most of the deer hunting activity occurring in our state. Recreational feeding was also brought back under this order. And what recreational feeding is you can put 2 gallons of bait again out in your backyard as long as it's within 100 yards of your home, if you just want to bring deer into your backyard because you enjoy looking at them.
Well, I enjoy looking at them, but I have to tell you, Mary, I don't enjoy them eating all my flowers right now.
I know.
And I'm not inviting them in, but man, they're killing my flowers.
Same way. I love deer, but I don't want them in my backyard to eat my garden. So.
I'm telling you, my geraniums are taking a hit. Lifting this ban, are we asking for the same kind of problem to happen again?
Well, it's not so much that we're asking for the same kind of problem to happen again, but hunters need to be aware that one of the things that will come along is we've been talking with the legislature about strengthening the penalties if you are violating the baiting regulations, meaning if you're going to dump a truckload of sugar beets on a farm field somewhere, that's going to be a violation. Right now, the violation is only a $50 to $500 ticket, depending on the judge that you get. Mm-hmm. We want a stiffer penalty that escalates the money and the jail time and even takes away your right to buy a hunting license for a couple of years if you're a repeat offender.
Why lift the ban now, Mary?
Well, we had 3 months of public discussion sessions with the Natural Resources Commission where people could come forward and give their opinion about it. And about two-thirds of the people that, you know, either came to those discussion sessions or sent in an email or wrote a letter favored lifting the ban. They felt like, their hunting experience wasn't as good or their business was suffering or things like that. So I think the commission felt some, pressure from the public to lift this ban. And they also, thought, well, we've been baiting deer in the Upper Peninsula for years and have never had a problem up there. So they felt it's just time to lift it and see what happens.
Try it again.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate your time helping us and get your perspective on this issue. Thank you very much, Mary.
You're welcome, Cheryl.
Thank
Have a good night.
You as well.